event is a combination between Torah and Chesed. The fundraiser, for a cause that is not only worthy, but essential and necessity. No Chesed is greater than the effort of this night, and what a beautiful way to make money by learning Torah. Usually make money involves people Torah. And if we create funds by spending the night and learning better, what a source, what a privilege. And after a long day, and I gave many students today, I'm happy to culminate and in my day with a climax like this of 4% is a great source. Each and every one of you probably asks himself many times, so how much time do we need to learn? How much do I need to learn? How much do we want to learn? So there are two sugyas in Shas, dealing with this very question. How much does one need to learn? And these two sugyas seem to contradict one another. So in Brachos of Lamed Hei Yomid Beis, we find a machlokes between two of the greatest tannaim, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and Yishmael. How do we understand the pasuk of Nisa ben Yochai? Does it mean all day and all night, or some of the day and some of the night? Rabbi Shmuel says, how could we say all day and all night? The pasuk says in Kriyat Shema, "V'hosafta l'goneicha." We learn all day and all night. Who's going to sell? Who's going to plow? Who's going to harvest the fields? And they can implement their affairs. So we need to act like people act in the entire world. And if they're making their affairs, we need to sell the flowers. We need to work the fields and reap the benefits of the fields. And if they're making their affairs. And if Shimon ben Yochai disagrees and he says no, Nisa ben Yochai means all day and all night. Who's going to provide for our families and our communities? Who's going to take care of the harvest? But of those zoyim, for the food zoyim, that's the pasuk you know means. Zohar Malachim Nazis Adinei Lachayim. Others will take care of our field. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai argues all day and all night. Rabbi Shmuel says no. Some of the day and some of the night, because I think that's brought us on a day. And on the seventh day, we find another sugya. And once again, these two great tannaim, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Shmuel is Ben Achoy Soish of Rabbi Shmuel. It was the son of Rabbi Shmuel's sister, and he asked the great uncle Rabbi Shmuel, "Ma, ani, Rabbi Moish, talk to your mom. I want to learn Greek Chacham." So I don't know, was that Greek philosophy, was it Greek literature, was it Greek poetry? I don't know, it doesn't really make a difference, but he wanted to learn Greek. So he asked his great uncle, "Could I take it all 7 to 9 of the day to study, secular studies?" And Rabbi Shmuel said, "Well, the Shosha ain't really going to go to that. And you can find any day, any time, there's neither day nor night that you could learn whatever you wish. But your day and your night should be dedicated to prayer and to prayer only." That was the closest thing to the Holy Spirit. Isn't that the same Rabbi Shmuel that a brother says, "Ani ben ani teleferes"? And Bokisa v'yayim v'balana means some of the day and some of the night. Rabbi does not do. Day and night belong to Torah. So if you have any time to sign day or night, you could learn to read philosophy or literature or whatever you want. Seems to be a contradiction with Rabbi Shmuel. And what does Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai have to say when all the Sadiq does all the days? I'm going to be arguing, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. I'm feeling like, all right, I'll close together, Shabbos, close together, Shabbos. He read one of the questions. Shimon and Rabbi Yishmael. So my feeling is that what is the Prophet Samuel is not about Tam and Zayon. Not about Tam and Zayon. Rabbi Yishmael is no less massive than Rabbi Shimon by your coin. And Rabbi Yishmael cherishes Tam and Zayon no less than Rabbi Shimon by your coin. So it's not a Machlokes in Hilchos Amudot, rather it's a Machlokes in Hilchos Derecheres. Everybody agrees. We need to learn as much as we can, all day and all night. However, the Machlokes is, who's going to take care of our monetary needs? Rabbi Shmuel says, Ein Son Anonymous, Ani Ben Yudah. After all, the Pesuk says, "For Sapto the Manachmis Yerusha Midis Olavo." The Mishnah says, "No, in Zoro Manachmis Nasis Hagilvei Atayim." Our nation conducts its affairs on our own. If we would rise to those standards, and we all would dedicate all our days and all our nights to Dhamma Dhamma, then we will be excited to miracles, and other people will step in to help us. Doesn't happen because we don't rise to the challenge. So the Machlokes of Shimon and Shimon is not about Tam and Zayin. It's about Derecheres. It's about Hilchos Derecheres. But both agree, if you do have time, learn the most important endeavor. So when it comes to Chokhmah Yevamis, the Rabbi Shmuel says, my dear nephew, dear kid, you're confused. And I said, brothers, you don't need to learn all day and all night just for the effects or for Nasa, for providing for your family, your communities, your Jesus, and those that need your help. But Greek literature, no. Thanks to that, that includes the Shimon, the Holy Spirit, and the Bible. When you have time, so this is a good story, it doesn't have time. When the Chazanish passed away, it was Rosh Yehudah. Yosef Eliyahu Engel, with the girl of Dar America, before the leaders of the board of Major Feinstein, and was master of the Chazanish. And he told the story, I first met the Chazanish, who was published 7,000 years ago, young, and he didn't know him. It was the birth of the young man. And I met him in the Russian town in the Spursy, in the homes of the Murdas of the Lord of the community, whose name was the Rose of Rosemary. He walked out of the Rose room, and I was about to walk in. I met the Chazanish, and I asked him, who are you? He said, I'm the son of the Lord of Kosovo. What do you do? I have a shop, a store. The president's wife worked in the store. He's drinking. So he said, I have a job. What are you doing here, my girl? Well, the Lord called me, so I came. I asked him, do you learn? I knew I learned in person. Do you learn better? And he answered, when I have time. Obviously, he had a lot of time. Obviously, he had a lot of time. And it's such a beautiful story that so much of people do know. The Chokhmah, the Anvah's faith, the Mara's name, not one extra word. Shoyokhinian makes you the Halacha. But the climax is, do you learn Torah? When they have time. That's the greatest Hador and Mitzvah Samantha that I ever heard. It is exactly the Lashon of the Mishnah in the Kuhnum Tobin of Alayim, when the Mishnah Ruhin is the Kuhnayin of Alayim, when the Mishnah Ruhin says, Chayim, Adam, Rimoy, Rebbe, Chorayim, Kishi Yesh, Rodi, Nah, Kuhnayin, Nah, when I'm on the internet, we don't have time. Only one of the things that I do. have a dorm here to say, don't use the same answer as the Jews. Don't hear to say, when I had time. Because then I this book will say, really, the way better when you had time. Let's take out the videos. I have a clip of every day. And I could this book will have to examine itself. If you ever read newspapers, videos, if you read a book, what were your favorite sports? And I this book will say, well, that's so. You have time for so many different things. You did not have time for mine, the lovely feather, so yes, that goes. You need to learn when you have time, and that's what the book says about you are a vessel. It means that she and Shelley so excited to get better than the talent of him. Did you ever think of this? It's an amazing question. I think the mitzvah of the man is, so I'm sure boy sitting here complimenting the sheaves. So you probably don't have to see the mitzvah of the boy sitting in the mitzvah of the man. Does that apply to Talmud Torah? When you're learning Torah, do you need to be massive? For the Seder night, or the Seder Shemah, or the davening, or putting down the tefillin? So when we learn Torah, do we get to see the mitzvah of the man mitzvah? How easy is that? But Talmud Torah is more important than any other mitzvah, no? Isn't that what we say every day in the morning, the Talmud Torah is in the Kula? So how does this make sense? Than any other mitzvah, you engage in one mitzvah, you're accepted from others. And only when we are engaged in the greatest of all mitzvahs, which is Talmud Torah, this rule does not apply. When you're reading the time of any other piece of Dhamma, you need to go to the world of different kind of mitzvahs. So, then we have more Megillah. Next week is 40. You remember Megillah Dhamma? Mebatla Talmud Torah, the Lord, the Shemua, and the Yitro of Megillah. So I'm about to say for Megillah. Does anybody remember? Do you think of Mebatla when the man of the Shemua comes along? Kriya Shema, you're learning Torah. And Zman Kriya Shema comes, you would be the stuff of me to say Kriya Shema. What does it say? Is that a guess? So where do we learn?
Sam Shabbat Tafirol.
Who's the next? Rehe Barur. Great. Shabbat Yudah. Is there an exception? Did the Shema be a good man to tell me to have a work with Shema? What?
Yeah, I didn't really look at it that much, but yeah.
But you're right, he did. But that's only for him to the body. He was jogging twice. Then Shema wasn't a man who even had appropriate Shema. That's what it's about when you're jogging. But anyone else? Even Rabbi Yochanan, the great Amora, says, we are not philosophical when I said we need to learn the Bible, not only to hear Shema, but to that as well. So how is it that the greatest of all mitzvahs, so we need to stop learning to do all the other mitzvahs? Why don't we say it's in the same sense? Because that belongs to the inception of the Torah of mitzvahs, that you need to learn when you have time. And when you need to perform a mitzvah, you don't have time. That's not your time. And that is why any other mitzvah, she has shalos at the achirim, doyeh b'tam and doyeh. And what is the reason that we need to learn when we have time? Because totally unreasonable that the greater problem you are, the more excited you will be. So the simple principles of learning, they are the form of mitzvahs. And the long term, the paranormal schedule before hanging, the divine sentence. That doesn't make sense in that reason. Why, because now we're there in that wisdom and instruction. That mitzvah's Talmud Torah is like the Mishnah Berurah writes, Mishiyesh of Nai, just like the husband's answer to the inquiry of an Avin. So we need to know whenever we have time. And you need to have a lot of time. So, and I have the privilege to speak to so many young people who tell me that I'm alone. And another question you ask yourself constantly, what should I do? He is eating more than I want to do. The focus I need, or to cover more ground. That's a good question. And the only way to achieve any real heights in non-competitive is a combination of the two. Vishinato Nelonato. She gave it to the title of the people. Anybody remember what that tomorrow is? Well, you surprised me what it's been before. Where is the tomorrow? Do you mention what that? Anybody remember what Rashi says there? So what does it mean, she yielded her Torah from the Torah to the Torah? The woman is the one yeshiva, and that's the boys in the line. What does it mean, she yielded her Torah to the Torah? And they'll say, you need to memorize, you need to remember. But we keep memory smaller, and by him love. The Tosfos, the Yom Tovah, the Yesh Tovah. You need to chatter and chatter and chatter again until you memorize that you know all the way down. Step down, walk down, down, slow, and put on the yeshiva. Another girl asks the same question, and they will say, you need to understand this word, it's a black hole, it's a clear hole. You need to have clarity in healing. Who's right? They're both right. Or maybe not, they're not right. Because Rashi on the spot in Kiddush and Amidah says, she is even the greater of the Lord of the people, Chazor Ba'alayim, who's the great Lord of the Lord. Chazor Ba'alayim, who's the great Lord of the Lord. So in the combination of the two, even plus the kids, the humans plus even. And only then can the spirit strive to achieve very nice and down to them. Rebbe Kiva was the greatest son of his generation. And you remember the tragic story of the family. He had 24,000 of them, and they all perished in a very short period. Between 6-7 schools, so in Isle of Clover, he said, anybody remember where that came out? Where is the story of Rebbe Kiva's own wife's job?
Thomas Hospital is two. Thomas Hospital is two.
And he had five to lead them. And I was saying, who should be going? Who are the five? Who are the five that I was saying, who should be going?
I have four.
Shimon, it's a Jew that goes to my heart, and it's a very funny, but I said it's Shimon. May I have a nice word to that? In the generation of Rameo, he was the greatest. So obviously the generation of Rameo was the generation of the other four. So Rameo was the greatest, having this generation of Rameo, the third generation of Rameo. Better off learning voice. Taz and Mishael. More from the Rif, the Mordechai, and the Rash. So they called it the Mishael. Why wouldn't he say she's going to be Mishael? Good question. But those 400 years older than so the Taz and Mishael said, you should join place here because the most important thing is to know after a minute about their commander, that you have to know. So you're learning the model. The Shach says your model is good for a guy that learns all day, like you. But about a man, the Shia ain't no way to know the evil, but that is sure he's doing. It says about a bad thing, you don't have much time to learn. And they only learn 4 hours a day. They should learn Paiskim. So we live in an amazing time. You know, we just celebrated the Siyam HaShadr. And it was such a beautiful period, such an amazing time. Hundreds of thousands of meetings in the some of us have played on quite a bit. And I participated in quite a few mass scenes. Was amazing. And that hearing is very popular. Isn't it a mistake? Should I come out and, you know, preach and argue that you're not right up the aisle of the mission group or stuff and stuff? And it goes on the A&R line. Would be better off learning place here. No. Rosh Hashokhan comments. Well, the Rosh Hashokhan is always very independent. Reading speaks his mind, usually very straight. Other children said, well, in principle, maybe the Shadow of the Shadow and the Nisha are right, they probably are right. But the reality is, people are in the world and they enjoy the world. And they find it a challenge of wearing the world. So, the wisdom of the world, they probably will be learning the world, not only intensively, but they are learning. So the Gemara is where it all starts. The Gemara is the basic text of the tradition about that. Everything stems from the Gemara. Alam, Columbus, Musa, Jewish philosophy, everything starts from the Gemara. So the Gemara is the most important text. The Gemara is Tzurkish Haizah. That is where it all begins. In the pupil, the argumentation of the Gemara. So the Greeks gave the world dialogue, but the Gemara gave the world argumentation that is beyond that. That is the question, the views of the views, the art of appointment of time, of field work, that's the Gemara. So the Gemara inspires, and the Gemara is the source of Shashua and Shoah. But I do recommend, keep in mind that the Yom, give them a screen to a lot of sunlight, especially when you're in Brothers, when you're in Shabbos, when you're in the Zekos. The deal with a lot of sunlight is very, very important. So another question I'm asked many times, my young Slovenia got comments like you. Why not this little voice in color? Do you have an imagined form of how we could memorize what you know? Because this is an experience that for many is very frustrating. We are not there and we try to learn about something. And you forget the Lord having this word that gives us such a safe Rabbi Kabbalah that gives us good. If you put the dirty snow on the window, top of your head, that's as good as it comes. So what shall it be the same amount we had Shiva? So the first snow of the winter, putting on your forehead, that's as good as it comes. And I say, how long would that school have? How long? Till the snow develops. Not much longer. Every person that's sensible understands that you're not going to remember the time shot by finding snow. Doesn't work that way. And I have a value. There's a Eden B'nai Barak who remembered shot. His name is of kindness, given down the other foot of snow on his head, because of the neighbor, not a very relevant school. So how does he remember Shabbos? So obvious that there must be some other formulas as well, some other sports, satisfied and small. So the whole time of one's status is so suitable as a and the whole time just responded by calling him and saying, the gentleman, he didn't declare that such gentleman. He didn't declare that such gentleman. And I call another course of the gentleman. Book you test, then sign. What do you remember? What's the book you test, then sign? And the Rahman. The Hukka Yisrael Eshtasho, Lo Eshtar Kuboel. And there is that. Anybody know who was there at that? Who was there at that? What's the Rosh Tavis right now? What was his specialty?
And I wish you would always remember the night and also enjoy. seems undervaluing.